from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director requesting authorization to execute a professional services contract with Telos Identity Management Solutions, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $80,000 per year or $400,000 over a five-year period beginning February 1st, 2014 through January 31st, 2019 to provide the Transportation Security Administration required fingerprint and security threat assessment data to General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Bateman.
Chairman, Supervisors, I just want to add a footnote to the previous item. With the cameras that we have, it's been very helpful with the public claims for slip and falls because it shows what really happened. And many of them go away because when they see what that happened, they're on tape, the slip and fall claim goes away. You know, so sometimes it pays for itself. Okay, on this item, we have 4,000 plus airport badges at the airport, and after 9/11, of course, this whole process became much more complicated. And the included in the badging process is a criminal history background check and a security threat assessment for each employee, which requires that that process go through the federal resources to be cleared. After 9/11, the TSA set up one processor, one clearinghouse for those two processes. And that lasted for about 10 years, but lately the feds have allowed others to enter the market. So Mr. Keegan put out an RFP for these services, and that's our recommendation that we award the contract to Telos Identity Systems.
Senator Brokowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, getting on an airplane these days, especially through General Mitchell, I mean, they damn near strip search you. So, but that's just my point. Number 15.
Well, are you scared about that? Okay.
You know.
I'm sorry. You have the floor, please.
Was that?
No, I'm not. My editorial. Okay. You know, and I.
Do you enjoy it?
Only someone from the deep south would ask that question. Anyways, I'm amazed at some of these numbers, and I guess 4,000 airport badges. You know, and I know you just mentioned 4,000, and I guess I'd like to know 4,000. It seems like an awful lot of badges. Okay, these can't be our employees. Okay, and so I'm trying to imagine who these 4,000 people are.
Mr. Bateman.
Mr. Keegan.
Chairman, Supervisors. Currently, we have a little over 4,000, actually. They are airline employees. They are air service employees, cargo operators, our Northeast hangar tenants, all of our corporate area tenants, plus all of the concessionaires, the airport hired all of our wheelchair pushers. It just takes a lot of people running 24/7 operations. It's just there's a lot of people there.
In addition, there's all the contractors,
and contractors.
Which we have often. I mean, every year there's hundreds of contractor badges that are processed to support all the construction projects. So, and I tell you, his office down there is continually filled with people going through the testing process to get their badge renewed every year. So it's a big deal. And
it's a lot.
And that's the other part was there is a renewal process. So, you know, keeping people in the system is also part of this.
Thank you. Sorry, Washington.
Move approval of item 15.
We have a motion to move approval of item 15. Supervisor Jersey.
Does this have anything at all to do with pre-approval of passengers? Which is I understand Mitchell has recently entered into that program, and hopefully we'll get some information on how that's going. But this is not anything to do with any of that.
This is only employees or badge personnel at the airport.
All right, thank you.
Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Brokowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Item 16, please.